fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAFAIRCGACGACGACGINSAFBI.
Sure.
KFC.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
You know, we don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact, we don't speak that well for ourselves.
Clearly.
If you've heard that before, you can believe it now. You'll believe it after you hear this show.
We swear.
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
Shelly. Shelly's like... So, we got to hang out with our grandson today.
Awesome.
He is digging Shelly's Kindle. He's 2.5. He's got these learning games on it. And he's getting pretty good at doing the letters and stuff with constructing the letters and then finding all the things that are made with that letter and stuff. He was having quite the time while the parents and everyone sat and had our adult discussions.
Yes.
They let you take part in those?
The what?
You take part in those?
Yeah.
Adult discussions?
No, they don't let me.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Well, it depends.
Well, not when there's a 2.5-year-old present. They're just more fun to talk to.
This is a 2.5-year-old that when he goes to this restaurant, it's at an airport, a little private airport. So there's planes taking off, and he likes to look at those. And they brought him with no tennis shoes, no shoes. So I could not take him running along the fence, which he likes to go down and do a variety pack of things. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess we're not doing that today. But Shelly's mother, Jill, sent a Grandma Jill package with a truck and a Lego kind of guy in it.
It was like a little people truck. It was, you know, a dump truck with a little people guy that goes in there and toot toot and push him around.
That'd be great, Granny.
A big hit. Now, you mentioned last show you're going to Houston.
I am going to Houston.
I heard it's quite humid there right now.
Nah, I don't know.
I spoke to a gal today from Chase Bank.
Yeah.
She said her call center was in Houston. She said it is hot and humid. Because I said, well, it's been hot here. And she goes, yeah, but you guys don't have the humidity. And I said, you are correct.
Yeah, it's low 80s there. It'll be mid-70s next week while I'm there.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
For work? Awesome.
Yep.
So, let's see. I was going to say, who's passed late? Oh, we had Scalia passed.
Scalia, yep.
Because there's been a lot of people, just in general, kicking the bucket. Program people that we know, and music people, and other celebs, and... maybe not celebs, but people in the public eye. It's just been quite the year already.
Well, that's not really that unusual for January and February, because more people die in January and February than any other time of the year. The reason for that is because there's some kind of weird phenomenon. Like, people just want to get through the holidays so they will last as long as they can so that they don't die on a holiday and scar their families forever.
I had a friend that was definitely going to, He knew he was going to die, and he did not want to die in the hospital, and he was determined to have Christmas with his children. And after he had the Christmas with his children, he went up to take a nap, Never got back up. Which I get the whole I want to have Christmas with my children. But Dad passed on Christmas, which is got to not. And these were like young girls. They were, I want to say, they weren't so young that they won't remember. I mean, they were like 5, 6 or 6, 7 or something. I mean, just old enough where that's going to be indelibly marked on them the rest of their lives. So. Kind of horrifying at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, I'm depressed now.
Well, then you know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
This little, you're on my cord. You're on my cord. Both your feet are on my cord. That almost sounds like a song. You're on my cord. You're on my cord. Both your feet are on my cord.
You got to make a rap out of it, though.
Yeah.
Shelley, quite the rapper.
Yeah,
lately.
No, not so much.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the... Oh, you did it again.
Her sponsee really got her into the rap thing, and now the sponsee's not hanging around so much, so Shelley all of a sudden is not so rappy.
Well, because I'm not exposed to any new stuff.
It's not like you have the internet available.
Yeah.
Go check out Beyonce's new stuff.
I did for a while.
Search the Googles.
Yeah.
Get on the net.
Shout-outs to Fran, Dakota, Georgette, Natalie, Carol, John, Jack, Joey, James, Alexandria, Stryker, Sally, Dan, Randy, Viviana, Elizabeth, Bill, Monty, Damon, Keith, Pete, Peter, and...
Pete and Repeat.
Pete and Repeat, Cecil, and Ron.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet. By the way, from the last show, the guy who doesn't like me on the thing is named Howard.
Howard. I knew it was an H.
I can't believe that I
forgot
that.
But he does
like
me.
I'm so sorry, Howard.
I knew it was an H. I knew it was.
I'm actually his favorite person to hate.
Oh, there you go.
Elizabeth sent this story in.
Glad you're still listening, Howard.
This is out of Utah. Orem, Utah.
Utah.
25-year-old woman is, and her name is not mentioned in the story, charged Friday with 2 counts of child abandonment. Two people called the police after they found a 4-year-old boy wandering around the streets, not dressed properly, you know, like for the weather or anything like that. He was crying and calling for his mother. When the police arrived, they found where the boy lived because he was 4. He was able to help them a little bit. And there was an alarm. The house alarm system was going off. And there was a 7-month-old in a crib inside the house. While the police were there trying to figure out what the heck happened to all the grown-ups, a woman comes in and the 4-year-old runs up to her, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." She had decided to go out drinking.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
And left her children there. She told the police that her neighbors she told the police that the neighbor was supposed to be watching them via the baby monitor, her next-door neighbor. However, the neighbor wasn't even in the state at the time.
Oops.
So, yeah. She's lost her kids, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably better for the kids.
Well, you know what really sucks, though, when you get the 4-year-old? Yeah. You know, because you said, "Hey, mommy, mommy," they caught her. Now they took her away.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Yep.
Now, this is Boneheaded Government Maneuver Award.
Oh, what could it be this time?
Bill sent this one in, and it made me really sad.
What are you looking for?
Fire.
Fire?
She's just the fire.
It was easy.
Oh, for crap's sake.
She dropped the fire.
I was going to say, it was easier to pick up the fire with the grets.
With the sticks.
Okay.
With the regrets.
World War II vet. He's in his 90s.
Wow.
His name is Emil Limpert.
What?
Limpert is his name.
One more time.
Emil Limpert.
That's an original name right there.
Is in St. Louis. He's in his 90s, and he said that he applied for veterans benefits, you know, at the VA hospital to get health care. Because, you know, he and his wife, I guess maybe they weren't expecting to live this long. They're down to just their bare bones Social Security. They've gotten rid of their car. They sold their house. They live in an assisted living facility. Uh-huh. And they don't have the money to pay for health care. So he finally applied for his VA benefits, which he's entitled to.
Right.
The VA department rejected his application because there isn't enough proof that he was ever in the military. He's a World War II veteran who has two Bronze Stars, was awarded the Purple Heart, submitted his application with copies of his discharge papers and x-rays of the what's left of the wound that he, because he got a medical discharge in after world during World War II because he was injured. The actual government paperwork was in a facility in Michigan that burned down in the 70s. He has all his paper. He even has pictures of the guys in their foxhole that he was in the foxhole with. Two of them died in the war.
Yeah.
The other one died after the war. And they've denied his benefits. So the reason why this is a story, they said that they also wanted to know the location of the hospital where he was originally treated just post-injury. And he said, there wasn't a hospital. We were in the jungle. It was a medic. What? He was in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So he has now turned to his local senator and the media for help.
Good. Well, as part of the media, we are happy to pass along the story.
Yes. So if anybody, you know, in St. Louis would like to go and light a fire under the butts of the VA, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That is one of the top 10 dumbest things I ever heard. He photocopied his Purple Heart, his Bronze Stars, x-rays of his wounded legs, his, you know, discharge, everything. Unbelievable. That makes me mad.
I guess I know who I'm going to vote for in the next election. Is there a guy named Darwin running?
Darwin. Well, okay. You saw how good that government agency works. There's a guy that thinks government should run pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Fran sent this in. Did you guys remember the story about the guy who had gotten his male member removed in a hideous accident, and he was like the first
person who... Yeah, the porn star was going to jump him.
Yes, the porn star named Charlotte Rose was going to be his first, because he had it chopped off when he was really young, so he hadn't had sex, so he's a virgin, right? But then he's had reconstructive surgery, and he now has a Schwanstucker.
And Charlotte says she was going to give it to him.
But then he was in a hideous car accident, and he was incapable temporarily of doing the deed.
But he's better now.
He's better now. Fran sent in a story, but it doesn't have anything to do with him. She sent in a story about...
there you go. That's about, a bunch of lead-up to that.
Because the reason why I mentioned that is because I got the context for the name Charlotte Rose.
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from. It was that story. The update to Charlotte Rose is that she... And I didn't even know... Why do we not have this kind of an award in America? I don't understand this. She won the British Erotic Award for Sex Worker of the Year. They have an actual award for that, and this is one of the many reasons why England is way better.
We have the AVNs.
We have we have AVN awards.
I have never heard of that.
Adult video, I'm not sure what the N is for. But it's a big thing. They do it in Vegas. They give away, and you know, just watching, they have it on like HBO every year, and just watching the names of the awards are just like, you know.
Yeah.
Best anal by a newcomer. So, you know, it's like, what?
Well, she's gotten so much publicity, you know, due to winning that award and the guy that she's going to help out and all this other stuff. She's decided to run for political office.
Perfect. She got my vote. she can't fuck things up any worse than anybody else.
She's going to fuck them up on purpose.
Yeah. At least she has more experience.
She will be standing for a general election in Brighton to be a, I don't know, Member of Parliament in the House
of
Commons.
Song by Queen, Brighton Rock.
And we wish her good luck.
Sure. Why not? Hey, we've had pro wrestlers be what was arguably the best governor Wisconsin ever had.
Katie, go find me a button. I want to support her.
Oh, yeah.
Send me a button.
That'd be awesome.
Let's see. Bill sent this one in. It's a little bit disturbing. In Fresno, his hometown, he said in the email, "Oh, I feel so much safer." The Fresno police have actually made it known that they are using a new program that some police agencies are now using, that does, when you call in a 911 call and ask for help, it will run your name through a program that scours a bazillion data points to calculate a threat level for the police. In other words, especially they do this especially with domestic violence calls, because they want to know if the person who's making the call or who they're involved with or whatever is going to be dangerous for the police themselves.
So they can send extra guys.
So they can send,
like,
yeah, so they know how to respond appropriately. And it actually is working for them. Now, everybody's up in arms over this, saying this is a civil liberties violation. You know, they're but the thing is,
I see both sides of this.
That we're running everything as public record on you?
Exactly. If you haven't done anything wrong, you're not going to be in their system. So,
and if you have done anything wrong, you're already in the system anyway, and anybody right. can go look it up.
I mean, I've had several background checks run on me because I worked for a government agency, and because I work for my church. My church does background checks because there are children present in the building, and they feel that that's safe. The church
Did
secretary.
They ever find out you were a flaming alcoholic?
Oh, I told. They already know that.
They're like, here, come work with the chillins.
But it doesn't exactly come up on my background check. Nothing. The church secretary said I was the most boring background check she ever ran. Because I asked her, I said, did anything pop up? And she said, no. I said,
got a couple things that would probably show up.
Now, the thing is, I am very big on privacy issues, which is not guaranteed in the Constitution, but I'm very big on privacy issues. But in this case, what they're looking for mainly are people with violent records.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So I'm not exactly sure why everybody's so up in arms. But Bill is. Bill was thought that it was like more like Big Brother. He wasn't happy about it at all.
Well, you know what? There's people that think Snowden is a traitor, and there's people that think Snowden's the greatest guy ever.
And you know what? If you didn't want to have this today, you should have done something about it in 1995.
Yeah.
Because you waited too long now.
Yeah.
I tried to do something about them, but nobody listened to me.
Yep. Everybody thought it was great.
Yeah, we need to be safer. No, you don't understand.
I think we're freaking ancient.
Yeah. Look how quickly I can get information. Yeah, look how quickly people can get information on you.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
Think about it. Even when it was not that long ago, like in the 80s, if you were in L.A. County and you had a warrant out for your arrest and you got pulled over in Inland Empire, they just let you go because they never knew you had an arrest warrant. Right. Now you know,
the national database.
Yeah. Now you get pulled over in Maine and you did something in Southern California and they're putting you in jail.
Okay, let's
linking
see.
Linking up satellites.
What?
Go ahead.
Glendale, Colorado.
I know where that's at.
Is this about weed?
Yes, it is.
Go figure.
Good guess, Bruce.
They have finally made the intuitive leap to put two great things together.
Doritos and what?
No.
Buds?
The newest pot shop that has opened up in Glendale, Colorado, the Smoking Gun Apothecary.
Okay.
Has opened up on the same site, right next door, to Shotgun Willie's, which is a bar and strip club.
I don't know if that's
now,
a good idea.
The only thing they need is on the other side to Krispy be a Mrs. Kreme. Fields cookies.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting in itself, I guess you could say. However, the thing that I thought was really interesting about it was that both businesses are owned by the same person, and that person is the wife of the town's mayor.
It's okay.
There was a bit of consternation over it when she was going to open the apothecary, as she's so...
Nobody cared about the strip club?
Apparently not. The strip club was already there.
Yeah.
And they didn't care that his wife owned the strip club. They voted for him for mayor anyway. However, they were a little bit upset over the zoning for the apothecary because the mayor had to cast the deciding vote on whether or not they would be allowed to open at the city council meeting.
Well, gee, what would you think he would say?
Which way did he go?
He voted for it, obviously. He tried to recuse himself, saying that it could be a conflict of interest, but because the vote was tied, he had to vote.
Yeah.
They should add Cheech Marin come in and vote.
Tommy Schlung.
In San Francisco, Two pedestrians were hit by blowgun darts on the Golden Gate Bridge on Friday.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Well, you know, this Golden Gate Bridge has the walkway on the side, so that you can walk along the bridge. He was walking northbound on the east sidewalk, and he was struck in the knee by a long metal dart, which penetrated his jeans, and it went in about an inch and a half, 2 inches, into his knee. There was a CHP officer that came by. He flagged him down at about 2:45.
There's 15... a lawn dart in my leg.
Yes, yeah. Out of nowhere. I mean, he's in the middle of a bridge. Where did this lawn dart come from?
And 15... an inch and a half.
15 minutes later, while the officer is taking the report and calling paramedics to, you know, have this guy's knee looked at, another pedestrian limps up and says, "I got hit by a blowgun dart." They still don't know where the darts came from or who was, you know, projecting blowgun darts out onto pedestrians on the bridge.
It's Polish.
It's ISIL. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of ISIL, I didn't include the story. I should have. But this made me laugh. This is one of those, I guess it's ironic. Sniper managed to cap an ISIL member, like blew his head off from a distance, looking down on a small training camp while they were training new recruits in how to behead people.
That was a good way.
That was one of the FARC stories this week.
What did they classify that as?
The actual FARC title was...
was it satire or something?
Irony. But the actual title that they had on the thing, when it looks like brains on your training day. You know that song?
Yeah.
The irony song. Yeah. Brains on your train. You know, I can't even sing the song. I don't know the tune, but...
Actually, I don't know the song.
Well, other people do.
Okay.
Can't help you.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
And Dustin Taylor, 21 years old. This is a young couple.
I think you said it wrong. I think it's Dustin.
Dustin Taylor.
Dustin Taylor.
He's 21 years old. He and his wife.
And his sister.
No, just he and his wife.
Oh, the same person.
Had to call the police at the end of an evening of kinky entertainment.
It is his sister.
Yeah, they lost the key for the handcuffs.
Oops.
He calls...
Those aren't just universal, you know.
He calls the police, explains the problem. He's quite embarrassed. When the police show up, they thanked his wife for pre-handcuffing him because they'd run his name and discovered that he had a minor warrant out for his arrest.
He should have called a locksmith.
Did they take the bed, too, that he was handcuffed to?
No, they just had him put on pants and took him away.
A locksmith would have opened those... But yeah. Quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Bolt cutters would have done the job even faster.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress 2. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
And we are back. Welcome back.
What are we going to do?
I need a sandwich.
Well, we've only got two more steps left to do.
Of
course, today.
12 and 13, right?
Today is step 12.
We're not going to do 13.
Of course we are.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think we've done it every time we've done the steps.
It's been demanded.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been requested.
By your command.
Of course. So, Shelley.
What?
Step 12.
Oh, man. Wait, I got to go.
Having had.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I was trying to get from like nine were. On.
I know.
Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other alcoholics or addicts or whatever.
And
to practice these principles
in
all of our affairs.
There you go.
It's the stuff that tells us after we've done all the steps we can have affairs.
Right.
Yes. Now, I always loved the first part of this. It says, having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, I always love the people who had like 21 days go, oh, I've had this spiritual awakening. I'm like, probably not.
Yeah. And I'm working my 12th step.
And I'm feeling all the promises.
Yeah. And I'm carrying the mess.
Edge.
Now, there is a number of people that would say, you know, that you can carry the message from a quite young age in recovery. If you've got 5 days and you're talking to some guy outside a meeting and it's his first meeting, you can definitely give him some pointers.
Each one teach one.
Each one teach one, exactly. Now, Shelley, you have done a modicum of 12-step work, you might say.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't have to. It's not always just sponsorship. I mean, there's other,
of course,
things that you do.
You haven't killed us
yet.
That's,
you do a radio show.
Shows amazing discipline. Yeah,
day ain't over yet, buddy.
You've done a radio show. You've sponsored a bunch of people. You've been secretary, treasurer, chip person, cookie person, coffee maker. You've pretty much done
everything.
The
only one I haven't done is GSR, and that's only because I've been successful in dodging the bullet.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, because well, the Thursday necessary. Night CA meeting probably needs a GSR.
It's not necessarily. I would be happy to do it if I didn't have to drive so far to go there. It's
not
like
that far.
It's
not that far.
It's far for me. And
not that fur.
What?
It's not that fur.
It's probably about as far as where you drove to Norm's.
Just the other direction.
Just the other direction.
You're going to make me do this, aren't you?
We're absolutely going to have you be doing it next time where you have a meeting that we're
actually, when you drove to the meeting where you were the secretary at for a long time, is probably a further drive.
So anyway.
When I was new in recovery, my sponsor had me carrying the message by giving people rides.
There you go. She
couldn't take one of her sponsees to a meeting, she'd call me and say, okay, you need to go to this meeting and pick up so-and-so. I'd be like, okay. She actually gave me a car in exchange for taking one of her sponsees to a women's meeting every Saturday for 4 months.
That is
a good trade.
That's a good, well, you didn't see the car.
That's okay. Got you around.
And then when that was over and my other car had been repaired and I had my car back and I was going to give her the car back, she wouldn't take it back. She said, no, sell it.
Which car was yours?
I had the Hyundai at the time, the blue Hyundai, remember? And then we got that problem ironed out, and we had her white POS still in the driveway, and she wouldn't take it back. She said there's no way her parents would let her put it back in the driveway, so just sell it. And then I did. She suggested I sell it for $100. It was really – the car was really thrashed. I managed to get $300 for it, and then she wouldn't take the money. She said it was to pay me back for all the gas from taking her sponsee back and forth.
There you go.
Shelley likes to name her vehicles.
Yes, I do. Currently, I'm driving Stella. And the one before that was Grace.
And the one before that?
Was Clio.
It was a Taurus.
Clio Taurus. Because, you know, it took her a while to
Taurus,
get...
Yes.
It took her a while to get warmed up, but once she was warmed up, she ran just fine.
Yes.
Until she broke down...
Once a month?
And then...
She broke down once a month?
And then she broke down and... I've never seen her since.
Awesome. Now, Mark, you as well have done a modicum of 12-step work in a variety.
Is this your word tonight, modicum?
I use that word quite often, actually.
I thought it was modicum, but okay.
Done a bit. I've been a GSR.
Me too. In my series of Thursday nights, going from secretary to treasurer to GSR to coffee maker
do you know what I've never done? I've never been treasurer of a meeting.
Really?
Yep.
No. I have been treasurer of a lot of meetings, actually, because, you know, it's the time requirement thing. And when you've got recovery home meetings or stuff where there's just not people with time, some meetings will alter their thing. Like, is if you're employed, you don't necessarily have to have a year if you're employed, because people that aren't employed like to borrow from the treasury.
I don't know what it is about being treasurer. I've been treasurer of two different meetings. People might actually want to hire me to be the treasurer for their meeting, because at both meetings, I'd get about 6 months in and I'd have to say, okay, there's something going wrong with the treasury. We're supposed to have, you know, 2672, but we actually have 3498, and I don't know how that happened. And it's always up. It's not like I'm never losing money. It just grows.
You're
and I don't know why. And I don't know how, because I take the money that, you know, we have a book. Yeah. You write in the book, and I go based on what's – and I don't understand how I manage to do that, but
I've
do.
I've seen it many times where someone is being of service and they're being a treasurer, and they write down the stuff in the book, and suddenly someone comes and flips $2 more in the basket.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I'll just put it on next week. And then they forget to, and then there's the money in there. Oh,
hey. Possibly.
Now, what's some kind of unusual – now, Shelley gave a kind of unusual bit of service with her sponsor asking her to drive someone around. Have you had anything else that seemed to you to be an out-of-the-ordinary bit of service work?
What, other than picking up people that are vomiting in the gutter and taking them to a hospital?
Well, you hit them with a hose first, right?
That's a good one.
Well, no.
You got to rinse them down.
Well, she actually managed to get it into the gutter.
Oh, good.
So it wasn't actually in the car.
Oh, no, you washed them down, not the...
Who is that?
And actually, I forgot her name.
Okay.
It was... B... She ended up moving away.
That doesn't help me.
Okay.
Penelope Pitstop.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We can get to it later. Or I used to always make sure that when I would go, when I was a literature person at the Pomona meeting, which that was the literature commitment at that meeting was fairly intense because they had a lot of literature.
Oh, yeah.
And they put money into that. I would always pay to get like 10 or 15 extra copies of the directory.
Uh-huh.
So that I always had a directory in case somebody asked. And the weird thing was, when I was working at the library, I don't know if I had a sign on my forehead or whatever, but I would get people that would come up to me and like whisper, you know, do you know where the classes are? I'm looking for the alcohol books and how to get to the classes and stuff. And I would give them directories, or I'd slip them in between the books on the shelves so people could just take them and they didn't have to check them out.
That's an unusual kind of service.
Yeah. So I used to have tons of directories in my car all the time.
How about you, Mark? What? Strange or interesting types of service that you've done over the years?
Pretty much all the standard stuff.
All the norms?
All the norms. I kind of focus more on the second part of the 12-step, though. Practicing these principles in all our affairs.
Yes. You know,
taking what we've learned and incorporating the steps into more than just, I need to focus on this step, or I need to focus on this step, or I need to focus on that one.
You focus on creating no new wreckage.
That's, you do your best to just live your life and just celebrate it, because the gift that it becomes.
Bless you. Salud.
Thank you.
Of course, I think that's a good point about the, you know, way you live your life today. I think my feeling is that the amount of time that we have, which is extended years, if you weren't doing that, you wouldn't have the amount of time you have.
Yeah.
I've had some weird things with, you know, and it's not always necessarily service to an alcoholic in the program.
No.
I have talked at length to literally dozens and dozens of people that walk past my store when I'm sitting there smoking a cigar, and they just all seem to want to sit down and talk. And I will if they look like they're loaded or they're, I will get right into the recovery thing right away. Because one of two things will happen. Either they'll be interested in what I have to say or they'll bail. Yeah, well, and either one of them is okay with me.
Being loaded doesn't make you an addict, and being drunk doesn't make you an alcoholic.
That's right. But usually the guys
usually,
that come
but
by
usually the area you're in,
yeah,
they are.
It, well, and if it's, you know, 10 in the morning and they're just freaking hammered, you know. Normal people don't get hammered at
if
10.
People come back from their vacation and are pissed off because 2 days ago somebody drank their morning beer.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I've done
not
other...
that they had a morning beer that 2 days later they're still pissed about.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Wouldn't you be? I've also done some interesting things. Like I've gone down. This wasn't my idea. It was actually my mother's idea, but we've gone down a number of times in the past to Skid Row on Christmas morning and help serve breakfast to the homeless down there. And that is quite an easy time to work with a bunch of dope fiends because there is a lot of them down there. Yeah. Took my daughter
easy,
one time.
Easy way to get grateful, too.
Took my daughter one time. She was about 5 years old. She was very helpful serving up food on plates. She was quite a hit. I discovered that if you smoke, which at the time I did, you want to have numerous packs of cigarettes with you. Because the moment you pull out a smoke to have one, 375 people are going to come and hit you up for a smoke. And I love this. Hey, you got an extra smoke? No, man, there's only 20 in this pack.
Yeah. How'd you not get your ass kicked by 200 homeless guys?
Actually, there was one time I was right down near, was getting ready to leave, and I had bought a carton to take with me. And when I was getting ready to leave, I probably handed out about 6 or 7 packs to people and said, here you go, Merry Christmas. Merry, here, die on me, Merry Christmas.
Die on
here's some
me.
Cancer, Merry Christmas. You know, when you think about it, it's actually kind of, it's not like I gave him a pair of warm socks, you know, I'm like, here you go, here's some cancer sticks, have fun.
Yeah, let me help feed your addiction.
And then what, how about service gone wrong?
Yeah, seen it, observed it from close up.
How about you, Shelly? You ever had any service go wrong?
Well, just the one time that you and I were sponsoring a husband and wife. And I got real sick and tired real fast of being in the... They'd have arguments. He'd call you. She'd call me. They're both complaining about the same thing. Remember the one fight was about his stupid tennis shoes? You don't remember these two at all?
Oh, I do.
No.
They moved away pretty fast.
You're not talking... Was one a stoner?
I don't know what the
deal
was.
They weren't husband and wife. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. I sponsored him and you sponsored her.
Are you sure they weren't married? I think they were married.
No, 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 no.
You're
well, I think we're thinking of different
people. You're talking about
the same people. I'm thinking of Stoner.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm thinking of a totally different couple.
This couple a little higher up in the hills?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, but they didn't. Neither one of them stayed long.
No. We were only... And thank God for that, because I could not have taken in another week of that. It was only like a month.
Yeah, I remember the guy. I remember the guy's name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, how about you, Mark? You ever have service go wrong?
I've watched it happen. I mean, when it comes to service work, and especially service work on an area level, they set recommendations for the amount of time you should have to take on certain commitments.
Right.
And I don't think they just picked them out of a hat. I think those time limits were set by people who observed problems people had earlier in sobriety than perhaps they should be taking on certain commitments.
Yeah.
There's
an organization, one of the A's, that has a tendency of
Waving time
that probably shouldn't.
And I watched them wave time on a guy.
Is it
who had less than a year?
Does it start with a D?
Yeah, they ended up making him vice chair. of the area. And you'd have thought this was a high-paying job to listen to this guy talk about the fact that he was vice chair of the area.
Yeah, he went ego.
At 9 months, he was vice chair of the area. I don't remember him taking a year cake.
He didn't.
No.
I remember
this is the guy that we shared about
months.
In the last show that was talking about how fantastic smoking crack was.
By the way, I saw him at a meeting a few weeks ago. He still listens to the show.
Well, he actually...
Hi.
Yeah. He actually showed up.
Oh, boy.
He actually showed up, I don't know, months ago, but with his wife.
With his son?
And well, did he bring the kid with him, too?
I wasn't there that night.
Oh, yeah, but they showed up. It was cool to see him, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I have had some service that went wrong in a way. I sponsored a guy who I got from church. And this guy, of course, inherited a lot of money, $275,000, and just did absolutely took zero direction.
Right.
Zero direction.
He's never taken direction from you.
It all off. Well, no, he was taking direction before that. He was working on steps and doing. Then he was doing all kinds of stuff. But then he gets all this money. And suddenly, he didn't need program anymore, and he was going to do it upright. And he did it upright. He did all $275,000 of it.
Wasn't enough to kill him.
And now, I get calls from him every once in a while. He's like, well, you know, as a sponsor, I think you'd want to help me with this. And I'm like, I don't sponsor people that aren't actively trying to stay sober.
Yeah.
You know, now that you've effed everything up, and you're still... getting loaded. You want me to come in and help you fix things? No, that's not the way that works.
You didn't need a sponsor. You needed a financial advisor.
And you know what?
And he tried. He tried to get him to do that.
I told him, I said, dude, that's a bunch of money. That's over $250,000. I told the guy, I said, why don't you go open 10 mattress stores and then take the other $175,000 and travel or buy a house or something. And I'm like, you can live off the money off your 10 mattress stores forever.
Or put it away.
You know what I told him? Guy's got 3 storage units full of stuff from his mom's house. He's paying like $450 a month in storage fees. I'm like, do you know if you went and rented a house and you applied that $450 that you could rent a house for a long time and you wouldn't need the storage units?
You know, if you went and bought a mobile home, you could just store everything in there and you own it.
Yes.
Please tell me you haven't lent him any money to pay for the storage units.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
This show almost goes sideways.
You never get that back.
No. So. Well, and this is service that, you know, and you know what?
But it didn't go wrong. You tried to help him as best you could.
Yeah, but I'll tell you where it went wrong. Where it went wrong is I've actually talked to him a few times lately, and I really shouldn't be doing that because it gives him the inkling like I'm going to do something to help him. And, you know, so the last time he called me, he said, well, you know, I went to a meeting the other day, which, A, I think is bullshit, but I went to a meeting the other day.
Good.
And then he wanted help. So I'm like, yeah, you know. I feel like saying, why don't you get 30 days and call me and we'll talk.
But, you know, he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. You say, get 30 days and we'll talk. He'll show up at your place tomorrow with a 30-day chip in hand.
Yeah.
Because you know how easy it is to get a 30-day chip? You go to a meeting.
Say, I got 30 days.
Who's got 30 days? Me. Everybody claps. I give you a 30-day chip.
That'd be perfect.
That's right. You want to have multiple years of sobriety? Just go take a chip for 3
years. And you
know
what I'd tell him? I'd say, as your temporary sponsor right now, my direction is you call this guy out in Rancho. Because he'll ride you.
Throw Mark under the bus.
He'll ride you like a horse.
He already rode me hard and put me away wet. That's when he came back to you.
Well, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, I've hurt his fist up.
Oh, my God. So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on step 12 be?
Oh. Well, I was going back to the carrying the message part. Because that's the part that I always think of first. You may be the only big book someone sees, so make sure your cover sparkles plenty.
Ooh. Good final words there. Mark?
Yeah, it doesn't say we carry the message. It says we tried to carry the message.
That was the only thing that came off the top of my head.
Okay. Thank God we're almost done with the steps. We only have one left.
That's your final thought on step 12?
The steps are just the steps are just too big of a burden for Mark.
They are. No. You know what? You do that one. You work 12 all the time. Once you get to 12, it's a lifetime thing.
I am a proponent of the fact that a guy with one day can help a guy with no days. I am also a proponent of the fact that a sponsor should work all 12 steps. I've seen people that say, oh, well, you know, if you're at step 6 or 7, you can help another guy go through the steps. I am more inclined to think that you should continue and work all your steps, because until you get all the way through your steps, your sobriety is not completely guaranteed, and there is nothing worse than working with a sponsor who's getting you through some steps, and then your sponsor goes out and get loaded.
Well, it's never guaranteed. We're only given a daily reprieve.
Oh, mine? Let me just...
What?
I'm going to throw this out there.
New topic.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Another 45 minutes. I guarantee that I'm never getting loaded again. Guarantee.
Wow.
Guarantee.
Oh, God, you know what that means.
Ego run amok.
That means I'm never
that means
getting
he's
loaded.
He's going to get a newcomer chip next week.
I am never getting loaded. You know what?
You got this?
You got this.
I tattooed Recovery 101 on my arm years ago. You know why?
I tattooed Exit Only over my ass. And I hope one day at a time that never gets violated.
Wow. Wow.
I tattooed Recovery 101 on my arm. I'm safe now.
That's it. It's my shield.
It's not a fucking shield.
Okay. I know this.
No, you're my shield.
Okay.
All right. The meeting. The show's gone seriously. I have to interject this really quickly. You know how they always say you're jinxing yourself if you tattoo your recovery date on your arm or you put it anywhere permanent or anything like that? I decided that I was going to make... You know, I do this seed beading stuff. I was going to make a keychain out of seed beads, and I was going to put my date on it.
Oh, she did.
The first time I've ever done anything like that, I was going to put my date on it. I did it in Roman numerals, and it said lengthwise.
Spilled
it
out,
said
Vicky.
Up and down. It said, you know, X, and then for 10, because October, and then 3 in Roman numerals, you know, I, and then 6 in, you know, the VI. If you read it top to bottom, it said X, you know, 10, 3, 6. I went to show it to Bruce. I was all excited. Look, it's just a prototype. I mean, I can make it look better, but look, it's kind of cute. And he looked at it and he said, why are you making keychains that say sex on them?
She shows it to me sideways.
Oh.
The Roman numeral VI six. Looks like an S. Then the three things look like an E, and then X at the end. And I'm like, why are you writing sex on there?
Perfect.
And then I had it on my key ring. I hadn't taken it apart or done anything with it yet. And I went to do my job at my data entry at the church, and I had it sitting on the desk, and the church secretary came in and saw it. Before I could finish explaining it, she's cracking up. And we've now decided that I need to make an entire line of these keychains for the 7 deadly sins. Like, oh, jeez.
Perfect.
Yeah, I took it apart when I got home. I was like, I'll just take it apart.
Chicken.
The beads. Yes, pretty much.
Chicken.
So, Mark.
What?
We have some friends back east
out
and around, in the Inland
out and about.
Out and about.
That'd be 12-Step Gazette and... At 12stepgazette.com. And 12stepgazette.com/IE for the Southern California version. Go check them out. Read their fine publications and get a description or a subscription.
A prescription.
Go spend some money.
A subscription prescription.
Prescription.
Shelley?
Yes?
We have people that listen to the show.
I'm sorry. Any way that you listen
brimming
to the show.
Brimming with recovery.
Oh, yeah, really.
Hell yeah.
You know, actually, we are not living up to expectations. Remember, we are a disappointment.
You know, when a guy who just wants to sell you something.
Yes, I know. Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click on like or permalink or link. But, click on the show, click like or permalink, whatever. Is that right?
Just go up and follow directions.
Yeah, my brain just, I just flatlined.
Click and something's going to come up, and when it comes up, click on that too. And if, yeah. if you don't want to click on that, then do what Bruce tells you to do, and just it'll click you right through and click up, click away.
And party needs. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, that.
Go back and listen to a show in the past. It'll tell you. We'll tell you what to do.
Awesome.
I got to mention the guy, Pete, or Repeat, one of the Pete's.
Repeat.
You know, when he was saying, you know, I think you're missing, you know, your opportunity to do great things. And I'm thinking, and I wasn't even thinking of it like in an ego-y way, but I'm like, dude, we went from a nothing show to being the number one show there is. We get comments from people all the time about how we kept them sober doing this.
From all over the world, by the way.
And I'm like, if we keep one guy sober, we haven't missed our
You had four guys in Bangladesh.
I sponsored a guy in Bangladesh. And you know what the funny thing is? It's like, if you save one person, you didn't miss your opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, our friend Monty, the Monty Man,
yeah.
would tell you the same thing. If you podcasted for years and you saved one guy, you're a success.
Bruce, hold on a second. If I do this show for years and I saved me, I'm a success.
There you go.
I give a crap not one
so
about
anything
else.
So we're a triple success right now.
That's true.
Shelly will affirm the fact I give a crap about nothing.
This is true.
That's true. So... if you give a crap about nothing, but you do like Facebook, it's real easy to join the Recovery 101 radio show page.
How'd you segue to that? I just started a new sentence.
Recovery101.net redirects you to recovery101.podomatic.com. That's where all our shows sit, the repository of recovery.
Wow, as look at Bruce, opposed with, the, to the look at Bruce with the $25
as
handle.
Opposed, yeah. As opposed to the suppository
of suppository
recovery.
Suppository of recovery.
Ooh,
that might be painful.
That's kind of good. It's real easy.
Of recovery.
It's real easy to join Podomatic. You can click join with Facebook, and it will log you in Tootsuite. It will not spam you. When you're on Facebook, if you want to like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, you can. If you'd like to be a member of the secret group, we will invite you. You just need to let us know. You can email or private message Bill Piper or Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett, or you can ask at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, and we will make sure that happens for you.
You're invited. I'm inviting everybody.
There, yeah. Mark, who's not on Facebook at all. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, you're more than welcome. If you'd like to become a member of the secret group, we'll invite you in too. I don't know if you got any drug problems, but you never know. If you would like to email us, you can email us at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send us tips and posts and boozy news and
jingles.
And if you know someone that's in a recovery band, or if someone in recovery that's in the music industry and they want us to help them promote their stuff as lead out music and some sponsored links and things on the pages, let them know. We will do that for them absolutely free. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's lead out music by?
Billy the Kid and the Lucky Poets.
Ooh, love those guys. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old. doesn't shine like it used to. Life doesn't shine like it used to. Life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but the world has changed. I don't want to